Welcome back. Now in this video, we're going to look at automations. And what we're going to do is to go to the automations tab. And what you're going to see here is you're going to have a button that says new automation. Now we can look first at two directions. What we can do first is we can look at the templates. So we're going to click browse templates. And what you're going to see are automation recipes or ways that you can create automations with the steps already pre-done for you. If you're to do something simple, like an evergreen newsletter, you can click Use Template. The automation will then copy, and you'll then have the automation on your desktop. Now, it could be that there are steps in that you don't want to have as part of your automation. And so if that's the case, we'll edit the step, and we'll delete this event. You'll see then that there are still only two events. We can go inside of another event, we can delete it. We now have one event. So now that we have one form, what we're going to do is we're going to change this to a form that we've already created. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have the individual added to this form. We're going to update the event. We're then going to look at this form. And you'll see here that this is a landing page that we have already created. What we're going to do now is we're going to choose what action is going to happen. So we're going to click this button. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have the individual added to a specific email sequence. We're going to choose the sequence. We're going to click Add Action. So now we have the individual added to a specific sequence. So we then want to do is to make sure then that we no longer need this evergreen newsletter because we have the individual getting emails that we have already set up in advance. So we can now delete the sequence, and now whenever someone joins this form, they're going to be added to a specific sequence that we have already created. We now have the end of the automation. Basically now what we want to do then is we want to turn on the automation, which we can do by clicking on this button to turn on the automation. And so now when the individual signs up through this landing page, they're then going to be added to a specific sequence. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.